Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. And I am in the studio this morning with two really special guests. I have Eric Pearson and Paul Morley. Welcome, guys.
Hey there.
Thank you.
I am excited because we're actually we're going on that next outside layer of the school district, and we're actually working with we're going to talk about Mat-Su Schools Foundation, which is a group that supports students through grants and supports teachers through grants and students through scholarships in the district. And so I'm excited to learn more about this program and what these this board does for our students here in the district. So let's start with Eric. If you would tell me a little bit about what is the mission of Mat-Su Schools Foundation? What is it that you all do?
Yeah, well, our mission essentially is to enhance extraordinary education opportunities for students and teachers in the district here. So that's our bottom line. We'd like to, we're always seeking donations or ways to fund these opportunities for students and teachers. Yeah, and we're just here to essentially support the school district the best we can.
Excellent. Paul, can you take us through just what some of the grants and scholarships that you all have and offer to folks here?
Sure. We have a fall program where we offer teacher grants and a spring program where we offer scholarships. In the fall, we invite teachers to submit proposals for, it can be a wide range of things, funding for things outside of the classroom or materials for the classroom. We've funded things like materials to build a greenhouse, field trip admission to like the Sea Life Center, map displays for schools. We've purchased drums for music programs. We've purchased high-speed video equipment for physics classroom. You know, it varies quite a bit. And they're $1,000, and that can make a big difference, you know, and especially with budgets being tight now. This extra money can really help bring learning to life in the classroom and beyond. And then the spring, we offer the scholarships for students.
So that's where we're in right now. You're looking at scholarships for students. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the idea is to encourage kids to get into college and then to bring what they learn back to our community.
Oh, I love that. That's like your grow your own. So you really want students to go start here, grow outside, come back, and infuse into the community.
Yeah. In fact, it's part of the application is for the student to spend a little time thinking and writing about how their education will come back.
Oh, that's really neat. I wanted to go back to the grants because you're right. We just have to keep tightening our belts, and there's not a lot of money for K-12 education. So you were giving some examples of the grants that you have given out. When does that cycle start for teachers in the fall? When do they need to start thinking about the things that they would like or they would want or the programs they want to do and then apply for those grants?
We really encourage teachers to start thinking about it immediately, you know, maybe even over the summer. You know, what are some things that you've always wanted to do that you need a little extra money for? And subsequently, we have the deadline is usually in October.
Okay.
And the application process, of course, starts as soon as school starts. Okay. So in September, hopefully, teachers are, you know, composing their proposals. You know, when we look at the applications, we're looking to see that they're sustainable. You know, that we really like to fund things that will be useful for more than one session. You know, presumably for years. We're looking to see that it has an impact on the largest number of kids possible. We want this to be something that teachers are thinking about and that administrators might even be encouraging their staff to apply.
Excellent. That's great. Let's talk more about the scholarships. I was looking on your website, and it looks like there are different kinds of scholarships for students. It's not just one scholarship that is available to multiple students. Eric, did you want to talk about some of them?
Yeah. And with the scholarships, we're essentially a middleman for someone who would like to support us by promoting their business. So we've got First Student. They offer, I think, about five $2,000 scholarships for students. And then I know that Guerrilla Fireworks, they also offer money as well for some grants and scholarships. So that way we've got sometimes slightly different criteria depending on where that money is coming from. But we still have the same questions that the students will answer. And one of them to address the kind of Grow Your Own initiative is, how will your college experience strengthen our community when you return? So we've got students thinking about how can they bring back their skills and thrive here. So
that's really interesting. I didn't realize that. So one of the things is I get I actually get quite a few phone calls all the time from different businesses that want to know how to support our students. And I just realized that it would be great to have them connect to all of you also. So that's how you do it, since you are a 501c3, is that right? So then they provide a donation, and then you help provide the scholarship or the grant or whatever it may be, depending on where they want to put their money for.
Absolutely. So we'll do all the work for them. You know, all they have to do is essentially present us a check, and we'd be happy to put their name on it. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great way for our kids. Our community is really generous, and they're always looking for ways to, a lot of people support education. So it's great to make that connection. When I was on your website, there was some information about a Dr. Brown, and I was wondering if someone would want to tell me a little bit more about Dr. Brown and who he is and why he's important to Mat-Su Schools Foundation.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Brown was the first pediatrician for the Valley, and his daughter, Dr. Rachel Brown, who also works for the school district. She wanted to set up something to remember him by after he had passed away. So I don't know, Paul, if you want to give any more information about it.
She contacted Dr. Goyette and our superintendent and was wondering, you know, proposed the idea, I'd like to start this endowment, and how could I do it? And she directed Rachel to us, and we do provide that to anyone that wants to apply for a grant. We can be the kind of conduit through which the money is received and then dispersed. So that's what we're doing in this case. And Rachel's organizing a fun run Sunday, the 20th of May, from 1 to 3, Janisek Trails, Palmer High School. It's a way of starting to generate some capital for the endowment fund.
That's great. So, okay. So we got an event, and that is going to be, people sign up for the event, and then that money helps go to the endowment to help continue to do funding for, is this one for scholarships or for teacher grants?
It's for scholarships, and you know, it hasn't started yet. We're just in the building it stage.
Excellent. Well, that's really exciting. It's fun that there is a new one. And as we were talking outside the studio before, this Valley loves runs and loves events like this. So all you runners or aspiring runners, put that one on your calendar. This is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and I'm here in the studio with two board members of the Mat-Su Schools Foundation, Eric Pearson and Paul Morley, just talking about some of the teacher grants and the student scholarships that that they offer for our district staff and students. So I was hoping that you two could talk a little bit about how a teacher can make a successful grant application and how a student can make a successful scholarship application. You offered some of your questions, but a lot of our folks are always looking for ways, and they haven't done this before. So maybe any tips that you have for success?
I can address the scholarship or the teacher grants one, and maybe Eric can look at the scholarships. The emphasis should be on sustainability, as I mentioned before. The projects need to be, you know, completed within a year. We don't usually fund transportation costs on their own. We like to fund things like admission and costs of that kind. We like to get photographs and documentation of what the kids did, so we can give other people ideas and be able to document what we funded in the past. We like to see that the what we pay for benefits as many kids as possible, and that, you know, it really has an identifiable academic educational value.
That's great. Excellent. If people have questions during the application process, are they allowed to contact Mat Sue Schools Foundation and get support? Or
sure, yeah, okay. Our website has a contact email.
What's your website?
It's Mat Sue Schools Foundation.org.
Excellent, great, okay. And go ahead, Eric.
And with the student grants, we've got some basic criteria, like students should have at least a 2.5 GPA. And two letters of recommendation from community members, and of course,
so not just your parents,
not just your parents.
Okay.
No. But we oftentimes get a lot of employers, church leaders, people like that will be
excellent,
a second voice for them. And with some of our questions too, we want to make sure that that they do have skills that they do want to bring back to the Valley and make a difference here. So with that as well, we look at what their financial need is. And we try to give sometimes the underdog a chance if we see good promise in what they, what they're proposing to us. So we want to make sure that we're giving everybody an equal opportunity, not just the person who has the best grades. You know, so we really look holistically at the best qualified candidate.
That's excellent. Because one of the things I share a lot of the scholarship opportunities on the Mat Sue School District's Facebook page. And there are a lot. There are quite a few opportunities, but sometimes they're so specialized that there's just not a lot. There's not a large group of students that fit that. Mm-hmm. For medical, there's not going to be a huge number or percentage of our students that are going into becoming doctors. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting that you all are looking at that niche. Do you mind sharing some of those skills or what it is that you as board members look at as some of the other skills? What's that niche that you're trying to provide for our students for scholarships?
Gosh, that's a really good question. Because I know that every year we review the applications. Our rubric is being amended to see, you know, that everyone's voice is heard. And that's another part of the process too, is that we all review the scholarship applications at our homes. And then when we meet, we have essentially just a powwow of our ideas and why we like things. And sometimes I've had my mind change because Paul might say, well, you know, look at how this student is. Gosh, I can't think of an example off the top of my head. But, yeah, I don't know if you can think of anything specifically, Paul.
We're really looking for kids to have thought about what is the function of getting a college education. What are they after? And what's the vision of how they see beyond themselves, I think, is a big factor.
Interesting.
To be able to think globally, to think, you know, in terms of community, how can they come back and contribute?
So that's really exciting. I love that you guys are looking at the scholarship niche in a really different way. That's really neat. So kudos to you for doing that.
Yeah, we want to keep it broad. And like you were saying before, there's a lot of very specialized scholarships out there, and this one's not that.
That's great. So we have just a few minutes. What am I missing about Mat Sue Schools Foundation that you really want to let our listeners know?
I think it's great for people to know about it, first of all, because, you know, we get busy in our lives, and sometimes, you know, if you don't hear about something through one channel, you might need to hear it through another. And so we appreciate this opportunity to be able to share a little bit about what we are. We encourage people to learn more. Go to our website. We're open to ideas. We encourage, you know, business owners to get involved. If you want to have your name on a scholarship, we'd love to work with you. Educators who are seeking a vehicle through which they can get a grant, we can help with that. We just want to open the lines of communication. So thank you.
Oh, you bet. And so you said all your contact information is on your website. Does somebody want to give it one more time?
Yeah, it's matsueschoolsfoundation.org is our website. And there's a few tabs where you'll be able to click for the scholarships. You can also look at some of the examples of the recipients of the teacher grants. So that might be some inspiration for teachers to look at how they can look at their classroom in a slightly different way.
Yeah, that's good, because we do have the comprehensive record of what we've funded before, and so there could be some good ideas there.
Oh, that's great. That's a little historical information for folks, just to see where you all have been headed. Great.
And some photographs. We really like to receive those photographs. So if you do apply for a scholarship and get one or a grant, please try to share those with us.
Eric, Paul, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today. I applaud the work that you're all doing and for our students and for our teachers. So thank you. And thanks for making time to come into the studio on a school day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
I just wanted to remind our listeners that next week we'll have Dr. Monica Goyette in, and she will be taking calls from listeners. So join us next week at 8 a.m. for Inside the School District.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools.
No.
Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.